Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing radio since March of 1997. Won't be long before the beginning of my 23rd year, so I've been at this for a long time. Before that, I was the counselor, the educator for some network marketing companies, explaining to the people how the nutrition works, what it would do for them. And before that, I was known as the inventor of the Hydrotone exercise equipment, lectured all over the world on exercise, and been involved in exercise and fitness since I was a kid, 14 years old. Started lifting weights and became the coach for my high school in the weightlifting area when I was 17. So I've been studying this forever. A lot of people guys like to get into cars and, you know, and all the little ins and outs about cars. For me, it was physiology, how the body works. I was more interested in the science, or just as much interested in the science as I was the actual workout. It was fascinating because it's sort of like setting up your own little experiments. Now, I want to mention that I just gave a lecture at Omega Health here in Oklahoma City on how to avoid the flu and the colds and stuff during the summer winter months. Now, what happens? Now, you don't seldom hear anyone getting the flu in the summertime, but you do in the winter. I think part of the reason we're indoors more, but it's also the difference of indoor air. It dries out your sinuses. Winter air dries out your sinuses. There's not as much moisture in the air. And that mucus lining, that moisture in the mucus lining traps a lot of the stuff, and then when you sneeze or whatever, it moves on out of the body. And so it's a protective coat that you start losing. So there's a lot of things that I've come up with over the years to help. There's actually homeopathics you can buy that will say for flu and one for cold, or sometimes it's flu and cold. And homeopathics, if you get the right formula for you, it can be very powerful. It can work very quickly. And I've been surprised of how effective homeopathics can be. In fact, there was a study done in Europe where they gave one group of people the flu vaccination, another group homeopathics for the flu. And the people that got the homeopathics had much fewer got the flu, and that they did, it was a much shorter duration. Now, what is homeopathic? Sounds ridiculous from a Western standpoint, from a Western model, but they take a little bit of that virus, little bitty of that, and it's dead, and they shake it up in the water 10 times. Then they pour 1/10 of that out into another equal size deal of distilled water and shake that 10 times. And they pour that out and shake that 10 times. They also have other things that are known to help with the flu. And they may repeat that 3, 4, 5 times. They believe that the more diluted it is, but the more times it was shaken, it creates a matrix within the water that triggers the immune system to go after that flu. And yet when they look for that flu virus in the water, they won't be able to find it. It's been so diluted. And yet it works. I mean, I was surprised as anyone when I first came across homeopathics back about 25 years ago. And until I saw that they did that with insulin and actually brought down the blood sugar, where yet you couldn't find any insulin in the water. And the FDA said, we don't know how this works. But apparently it does, and it's been around for a long time. In Europe, homeopathics is the number one form of medicine. Our allopathic form, I think is number three, and it's number four in the world. In China, herbs are number one, Chinese herbs, and then homeopathics. So we have a model that we think that what we do is the only way something should be done. There's a lot of different approaches to things, and there's a lot of ways to keep the body healthy and strong. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want your body to be so strong it can't get sick. And I want it to know how to take care of itself. So, elderberry wine, and if it's true elderberry wine, there won't be any sugar left. It had been fermented into the pure elderberry. Israel did studies on that, and that takes the flu virus and attaches it to the elderberry molecule, much like Velcro, and then it carries it out of the body. And so it's very, very important and very powerful. It's a good thing to sip a little bit a couple times a day throughout the winter months. Then silver. Silverbiotics, I like that one real well. There's some other good silvers out there and some that aren't good. But you get a really strong silver, and you take that if you've gotten sick or feel like something's coming on, take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of that 5 or 6 times a day for a couple of days, and it'll probably kill whatever's there. And silver is phenomenal. I think what silver does is shuts down the electrical field of the virus or bacteria or the fungus. It can even be used on fungus. So silver is very powerful. Oregano P73. Here in Oklahoma City, where Dr. Cass Ingram has come in, a lot of people swear by Oregano P73. It's a great, great product. And he would tell you to not only put it under your tongue, 5, 6, 7, 10 drops under your tongue. It's hot. But that's why you want to keep it under your tongue till saliva has really diluted it well. But also rub it on your neck and down your sternum. And you can even put it on your feet and then put socks over it. And that's something you can do with babies. If you have a little baby that's sick, you rub that oregano oil on their feet and put socks over it, and then that will soak into their blood. So that's one thing you can do. Very, very powerful. Now, something that saved my life many years ago was Thieves Oil by Young Living. I think I joined Young Living one time, but I don't sell Young Living. But I believe it's very, very good essential oils. I mean, the highest quality you can get. And so I got a black mold infection, and that mold infection settled in my lungs, and it would create so much mucus it was choking me, and I'd have to take a gallon of water and wash that mucus down. And I was getting where I'd sleep, try to sleep for about an hour, and then it would I'd start choking, and I'd wake up. And I was getting where I was getting an hour and a half, 2 hours sleep a night, and that was so horrible. It was a really bad time, and I thought I was going to die from it. I almost had a serious car wreck because of the lack of sleep in the middle of the afternoon. But someone had mentioned that Thieves Oil was came about during the Black Plague. These thieves had figured out that they put certain oils together, cinnamon, eucalyptus, lemon balm, and there's 5 oils in there. There's some couple other very powerful oils. And they put those together, and then they would put it on this mask, and then they could rob people that were sick, that were dying of the Black Plague, and they wouldn't get sick. So the king had them brought in, and he wanted to know what they were doing to avoid getting sick. Well, what I did is I bought one of those little white paper masks that you wear out in the yard, and I cut a quarter-size hole in it. And then I glued down a white disc of cotton, the same white disc that women take their makeup off with. And then I dripped about 5, 6 drops of Thieves Oil on it, put a little washcloth between me and the rubber bands so it didn't leave lines in my face. And that lemon balm will help put you to sleep. And I fell asleep for 7 hours, woke up, my lungs were so much clearer. I did it one more night, and I was done with it. I didn't have the problem anymore. So I literally feel it saved my life. Now, there's things like echinacea. The list goes on and on. On colostrum, that's another thing, colostrum 6. Loading up, taking a couple teaspoons of colostrum during this period, or it's a good thing to do every day, but taking a couple teaspoons of colostrum 6 is another way of keeping your immune system strong and able to deal with these. So these are just some of the things that I covered in my lecture. And another thing, it's important to get a good night's sleep. I had that effect today. I was going to go teach my exercise class, and I didn't sleep enough. And so I called a friend of mine that's an assistant that likes to teach for me, and I told her to go ahead and teach, because I knew that if I didn't get enough sleep, though exercise is good for you, I was going to pay a price and I could get sick because of it. So I wanted to get you into this. And I have a lot more to talk about today, but I want you to realize there's a lot of natural things out there. The silver, the oregano P73, the colostrum 6, the thieves oil. You can put it in one of those antimizers and breathe it. you can get you can actually get homeopathic medicine for cold and flu. So all these things are things to keep in mind. We'll be right back, folks, and I have a lot more I want to talk to you about. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'm one of the, there's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have two friends of mine with me. I have Roger Hill, and he's one of the owners of Fox Legacy, which has these unbelievable mitochondria stimulation formulas that just making a tremendous difference in people's life. They're able to do things that no one's ever, that I've seen, been able to do before. And so, and then we have Lisa Wood with us, and she went through a very traumatic thing that a lot of women have dealt with, and these products have helped her. But the product I want to talk about today is the Rejuvenate Gel. It's an aloe vera base, but it has this exponential technology that the delivery system delivers things right into the mitochondria, and that's where we see dramatic changes. And so when it goes right into the mitochondria, then the cells come alive and are able to rejuvenate themselves. And that's why it's called that. And you can put it on your face and your hair. I do. Most people do that have the product. You can use it all over your body, anything that bothers you. And it's amazing product. I mean, literally amazing. I can't believe it. It doesn't burn. It's not like some topicals. So, Roger, are you there?
I'm here.
And Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
Roger, if you want to, you can introduce Lisa and what went on with her.
Well, Lisa was being treated for triple negative breast cancer. And she found our product to be particularly helpful for her. And I'll just let her talk about her experience, particularly as it pertains to Rejuvenate and what process women go through who are going through that kind of treatment.
Okay. Lisa?
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes. What I want to say is that, I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, and I went through all the chemo and everything of that nature. And the gel worked really, really great with helping me to, sort of help with the pain of going through the things I was going through. But most especially after the surgery, I had surgery July 1st. I had a lumpectomy along with a reduction and a lift. And what I found is that the scar tissues were very, very painful, as well as the nerve regeneration. And so I've been using the Rejuvenate generously on those scar tissues and found it to help, really, really help me, to cut down on the pains or it tends to help loosen, if you will, the scar tissue. Before I started using it, it was almost like if I would move, it was like those scars were going to just break apart. Mm. But I don't have that anymore because I generously apply that to my scars every day, every morning, every afternoon, sometimes 3 times a day. and just generously all over. And it just really helped to cut down on the pains and the burning and the shooting pain sensation through the nipple areas. It's really, really helped me with that. So it's just amazing what I've been able to achieve with using the Rejuvenate Gel.
Lisa, I really appreciate you sharing this with us because a lot of women that have gone through this are going through this, and to get to do it with as least pain as possible is fantastic. And it will not only lessen the pain, but it will help regenerate, so less scarring and everything getting to a more normal level at a much quicker rate. And that's what we've been seeing. There's a lot of research to be needs to be done to verify what I'm saying, but that's generally what we're the feedback we're getting from people. So now, do you want to add anything here, Roger? I don't know if Roger's still there. Okay. Well,
it's penetrating both layers, the dermis and the epidermis, and really stimulating the circulation and the performance of the nerves and everything, and just really makes a big difference in that recovery of anything having to do with your skin.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I will mention, folks, there are some other products that that right now they're increasing the formulation of the Restore product. And that, Lisa, I know that you are having a lot of trouble with nausea, and you said that you couldn't eat and you couldn't go to the bathroom, severe constipation, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
that got you right back to normal real quick.
Sure did.
Yeah, so folks, you'll want to know more about that, and Roger and I will be doing some shows on that. But Lisa, you might tell them real quickly what happened when you added the Restore to that, and we'll be able to get that for people by the end of October of this year.
Okay, yes, the Restore is just absolutely awesome. It was able to help me to eliminate the constipation that comes with all the medications that I was on. Immediately, I feel so much better. It gave me energy. It helped me to think better. It just works in so many different ways. I'm just excited about the products, the Restore and the Rejuvenate. They have really, really worked wonders in my life.
The folks, this is so important, and it's also very preventative. The Rejuvenate product was originally made for sunburns. They never knew that it would do all the things that it will do, and you'll hear more and more stories as I explain to you. And the scientist, who's one of the most brilliant scientists in this whole industry that I've ever met, he wasn't expecting it to do the things it's done. And so people that have had chronic, some cases lifetime problems, or 20, 27 years problems, and all of a sudden, within a week or two, the problem starts straightening up. You go, wow. I mean, someone that's in my field that has been interviewing people on the radio since March of 97 and dealing with other companies before I ever started radio, I've seen wonderful things in this industry, really wonderful things, but I've never seen some of the things I've seen here. So, folks, you'll want to know more about it. Roger, tell them again what the Saturday call, the phone number. We're about out of time here.
Right. The Saturday call is at noon Eastern, 11 Central, and so on for the other time zones. That number is 608-888-9690.
Now,
608-888-9690.
Lisa, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us, and good luck with this, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much, and thank you, Roger.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate you being with me this afternoon. And I want to mention, before I got into educating people on nutrition 25 years ago, I was educating people on exercise. Now, they went hand in hand, and I would usually give a little talk on nutrition as well. And I started experimenting with nutrition. I started doing diets when I was in the fifth grade. I was a little fatty in the fifth grade, and then I dropped 10 pounds, and when you're in fifth grade, 10 pounds is a lot of weight. And so now I didn't have the problems as soon as I hit puberty and started having the growth hormones that got my waist down to 27 and built my shoulders and chest up. Things were real easy then. But I've always studied nutrition along with exercise. But let's talk about exercise. Let's talk about some of the mistakes people make with exercise. I think the biggest mistake people make with exercise is they try to do too much and too often. There's an axiom in the exercise field that you can work hard or you can work long, but you can't do both. You can't work with an all-out intensity and at the same time work long. Sprinters start reaching their max at 400 meters. It takes a really good athlete to run at 400 meters all out. Do they pace themselves or do they go all out? For the average person, that's probably true at 100 or 200 meters. But the difference is there's two different kinds of energetic pathways in the body. There's aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic means with oxygen. Anaerobic means without oxygen. Anaerobic means you're just using the stored energy that the mitochondria is turning into ATP and allowing you to sprint down the hall or sprint down a track field. But anaerobic means you're also taking your energy stores of sugar and fat and processing it over a long period of time that allows you to run a marathon. Someone was talking about it and says, I understand you can do 100 push-ups. I said, on a good day, I can do 100 push-ups. He said, I understand you run a marathon, too. And I said, I don't know who told you that. I never ran a marathon, nor would I ever run one. I know a lot of you out there run marathons, and you're very proud of yourself, but I think it's too brutal on the body. Unless you weigh 105 pounds and 5'2", then the beating on your joints is probably not too severe. But here in America, 160, 200 pounds or more, I think it's a horrible idea. Now, swimming, long distance, swimming is the ones that live the longest. They look at different kinds of aerobic exercise and see who is able to swim or who's able to continue to perform and live the longest. And they look at bicyclers, they look at runners, and they look at walkers, and they look at swimmers. And swimmers are the longest living of any form of aerobic exercise. So keep that in mind. Even with the chlorine in the water, it still works out that swimmers are the longest living. And part of that, I think, is because most of the other things, you end up with injuries. Even a bicycle, leaning over on a bike for hours at a time is not natural. So it has its detriment. Hard on the neck, hard on the low back. I know I used to bicycle long distance. And then running, we know what the jarring is. But even walking can be a little bit of a problem, though I think walking is number two to swimming. And so if you're talking about endurance, that's really important. But there's new studies showing that building muscle may extend your life even more than endurance exercise. It's at least up there. And that's an area that is my specialty. When I invented the Hydrotone equipment, I was looking for a way to work out real hard without injuring my joints, because I'd beat my joints up, my back, from lifting weights and from football. I'd herniated some discs in football. And actually, the way I'm saying that is not quite true. I originally made these small little handheld bells to do blocks and punches in the water when I was taking karate. And I'd do my whole karate routine in the water and kicks and punches and do that across the shallow end of the pool. But I noticed my arms would pump up really hard with these little things. It wasn't much to them, but they would really work well. And then I read the Nautilus textbook. And when Nautilus machines first came out, it was all about this variable resistance. So it would keep the muscle working at maximum all the way through the motion. Unlike weights, only work 16 degrees of each side of your weakest point of the movement. The Nautilus machine was supposed to make it maximum at the beginning all the way through the end. Well, I realized the water did the same thing. Just by increasing the speed, by doubling the speed, I square the resistance. So if I go as fast as I could, it's still going to be solid, all out and hard as it can be all the way through the motion. So I did my own study, had my cousin measure me before. I think my chest was like 42 and a half. My arms were 15 and three quarters. I worked on it for 6 weeks, and my chest was 47 and my arms were 17 and a quarter. And I was like 28 years old, and I thought I discovered gold. I guess I did. And I started begging my dad to loan me the money to patent it. And I started patenting it. And so I got my first patent in 1980 and got 11 patents after that of different devices, all to take advantage of the hydrodynamic resistance of water. And again, let's say I have my Hydrotone bell in my hand and I'm doing a fly with that, chest flies with two hands or one arm hanging on the side doing it. And it takes me 2 seconds to go from one point to the end point, from the beginning to the end. And that's equivalent of 10 pounds of resistance. And if I do that in a half a second, which would be one quarter of the time, that would be 160 pounds of resistance. If I did it in one fifth of the time, that would be 250 pounds of resistance. So you can easily see, if I go as fast as I can, it maximizes that resistance all the way through. And so with the boots, you can do karate kicks, you can do runs, you can do all kinds of movements you couldn't begin to do on land. In the water, I could do figure eights with the bells, I could do circles, do all these different things. It would tear up the shoulders if you tried to do it on land, but it doesn't in the water. The water also supports the joint. So there's a number of things I could do in the water you couldn't do on land. And when your rib cage is underwater, and this is another reason why swimmers live longer, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. The movement of the pressure against your abdominal cavity causes a return of blood 10 to 20% more, so you're automatically functioning as a healthier athlete. So when I say that, if I'm working out at a 110 pulse in the water, it's equivalent to 130, 140 on land of oxygen uptake and the amount of volume of blood moving through the body. So that is another great benefit. But remember, and I can be guilty of this too, if I try to push it too often, I nullify any growth. But if I let the body rest, I'll see growth. When people lift weights, if they work their whole body, no more than three times a week. If they're doing different things, split, my friend Dr. Hatfield said, work your thighs hard every 5 days. Work your back, like doing deadlifts or something, every 8 days. But the arms could be every other day, and shoulders the same way. The smaller groups you can work more often. The larger groups need longer to recover. So recognizing the importance of recovery, most bodybuilders and people in the gym I see will not change in appearance. They'll keep working and working, but they'll come in every day. They like the work. They feel like they're doing something. But most of them do not recover enough to see any change, and they just stay at the same place. And they wonder why. Why is this one person getting a lot out of the workout and the others not? Actually, the lazy person probably gets more out of it. The person that's willing to work hard and short. I got my most growth out of doing pull-ups and push-ups, three sets of pull-ups and push-ups, where I do a set of push-ups, jump up and grab the chin bar, do a set of chin-ups, drop down, do some more push-ups, and jump up and do some more pull-ups, doing that little short routine might take 5 or 6 minutes. And a friend of mine at the gym started saying, what are you doing? You're getting larger. You're putting on more muscle. And I went, wow, yeah, that's only a 5-minute workout. I was just trying to stay toned. So it doesn't take long. But one of the things I like to see you all do is start to get in the habit of walking 3 to 5 times a week. And if it's only for 10 minutes, that's an improvement. But you want to aim for 30 minutes and work up to it. And once you get where you're walking on a regular basis, get a brisk walk. Time yourself. Like if you're walking in a mall, be aware of how far you're walking and look on your smartphone how much time it took. Next time, try to do it in less time. And so you push yourself. You don't have to run. You just want to keep a pace that you're breathing a little bit hard. Folks, we'll be right back. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, Ph.D. in Nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have Dr. Larry McDay with me, and I spent 5 years studying with Larry. I finished my Ph.D. in 2005, because Larry is one of the most knowledgeable people in this area of the country. And we bounce things off each other, and I still call him and say, Larry, have you read about PPQ? Have you read about, you know, and we're always finding new things out there. And so he's been a tremendous resource for me and many other people that are in this field, in this area. And I know you're doing a lot of nutritional counseling, Larry. And one product we haven't talked a lot about, but I know that your clients that come to you many times because they can't absorb nutrients. That explains why someone takes one product and gets great effect and someone else doesn't. And they also come to you and they say that I have gastro problems, bloating, I'm running to the bathroom all the time. I don't feel good. I can't sleep well because my gut is bothering me. And I know inflammation and health problems start in the gut. And they always say that your health, depending on the health of your gut, it depends on the health of the body, or the health of the body depends on the health of the gut. So, Larry, thank you for being with us. And what do you have for that?
Dan, thank you for all the kind words. Again, when it comes to your gastrointestinal problems, remember, many people say that the gastro part of your body is the second brain. So, again, if you have brain fog or all sorts of problems, it could
a lot of jokes be made with that.
More than likely is a problem with your gut. Now, we've used a product just really in tandem with our Superdan multivitamin mineral complex for years and years. Now, I've been doing this a little bit longer than you, almost 30 years, 29 years. Mm. And the situation that we have found over the years, and many, many years ago, when I first met you and I tested you, you're one of the very few people, actually one at the time, you're the first one I ever found that didn't have a major problem with the gut. Now, that's probably changed as we've gotten older over the years.
Times I had to take antibiotics because of I got an infection in my lungs that just wouldn't go away, and all my magical tricks wouldn't get rid of it, so I had to break down and take it. And my gut hadn't been the same since then.
Well, I can understand that. I'm pretty much anti-antibiotics. However, they have their use, but they're overprescribed, they're overused. So the thing that we found is our gastro formula, which is composed of a number of different nutrients, especially anti-inflammatories, especially amino acids, all these things that will help actually put out the fire, not completely, of course, never can do that, of inflammation, and start rebuilding. And we have that, the patients that do the best in all their particular health concerns are always taking the gastro formula. We sell as much of that, if not more, than our Super Dan, and that's pretty close to almost number one as well. They're pretty close in a tie. But if you don't treat that gastrointestinal tract along with everything else that you do, then you're really not getting much success in whatever nutritional support item that you're taking. Main problem that we have found when we counsel people is that they don't watch their diet. I've never seen people. It's just, you know, we're a bunch of fat people out here, and we got to tell the truth. I've never seen so many fat and obese people in my life. And that doesn't come because it's an inherited situation. It comes from our diet. It comes from a lot of things. And this is just, I'm going to touch on it for just a half second, with problems with lectin. Now, the thing is that, about lectins, they're found in almost every food out there. People think, oh, they're in legumes. Yes, they are. They're in wheat. Well, they're also in all the other grains. And one of the biggest things, and just around the corner, we'll be having a bushel full of these things called tomatoes. And they're also very elevated in lectins. So we have, and it's not in our current gastro formula, but our Superdan, we also have this formula coming in about 3 to 4 weeks that will be in new products. And I'm excited about that because everybody, or almost everybody, has a problem with lectins. But the gastro formula helps with so many things in the gastrointestinal tract, fighting inflammation and rebuilding all the things that should be rebuilt, especially people with IBS, Crohn's, that type of thing. We don't use the word cure, but we sure have some good success of people seeing things change.
Now, there's lictins and there's lectins, so don't get those confused, folks. He's talking about something that's very inflammatory that our body is not meant to handle it, and it's really a defense mechanism that the vegetables and stuff don't want to be eaten.
Exactly. Lectins are something, so, you know, when the grasshoppers came along to start eating all the veggies, the lectins were trying to, in the plant, that was its defense to kill off the bugs from getting killed itself, the plant. Mm-hmm. And so we digest, you know, there are good nutrients in some of those foods. Look at the tomato, lots of things that we can use there. But unfortunately, the lectins are there, and they can do a lot of, you know, lectin is a protein, and it can get in there and do damage to nook and cranny anywhere in the body.
How are they on seeds and nuts? Because I've been eating a lot of those lately.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do that either. I've got a list of foods. Start to naming those things. Pretty soon you better get a notebook, because almost everything you eat, believe it or not, if you have grass-fed beef, you're okay. If you have beef that's been out in the lot eating all the corn and all the other stuff that they feed, you've got a lectin problem.
Huh.
Because the wheat and the corn and everything else that they feed those animals gets transferred right into the beef or whatever animal's eating.
We have about 30 seconds here, Larry. How do people get a hold of you? A lot of people out there need nutritional counseling.
Area code is 405. The telephone number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
Take advantage of Larry's knowledge, folks. You're getting someone that has a tremendous amount of experience and has turned the health around for many people. Thank you, Larry, for being with us.
Thank you, Dan.
CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y@gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And by the way, this show is also podcast over on iHeartRadio. And if you go to iHeartRadio and hit podcast and put in Dan's Health Talks, you'll find a number of shows there. And I'd like you to share that with your friends and family. Now, though I do this at noon, I also do a local show in Oklahoma City at 7:30 on Saturday morning. Which I've been doing for so many years, 22 years when I'm right now. But anyway, since March of 1997. But I want to mention that I've experimented with diet for many, many years, many, many years. I used to just do the, you know, watch what you eat, eat a little less food when I first tried a diet when I was young. And then later on when I was trying to put on muscle for football, I actually put on more fat than I did muscle trying to do these weight gain meal replacements. But I deliberately gained 30 pounds during my between my freshman and sophomore year when I was going to enter high school football, and I was a little nervous. I started off at 155, came in at 185. Next year I played 175, and I played better, a little bit lighter. But I deliberately gained that much weight. Very bad idea. And especially over that short period of time. But there's a lot of ways you can approach diet, and some things, it depends on the person, will work real well, and for another person, not so much. I remember one of my inspirations as a kid. There used to be a weight barbell company owned by a man named Bruce Randall. And Bruce Randall looks sort of like Sean Connery, and probably about as tall as Sean Connery. And Bruce Randall joined the Navy. And deliberately, his idol was Paul Anderson, who was the strongest man in the world. And Paul weighed like 350 pounds and was about 5'8 or 5'9 and gigantic thighs and just a very, very powerful individual, extremely powerful. But anyway, Bruce Randall idolized him. So he wanted to be a powerlifter. And he was eating free in the Navy, so when most people would get a couple pieces of bacon, a few eggs, a couple pieces of toast, and you know maybe some potatoes or something, he added one piece of bacon, one extra egg, extra piece of toast for a week. And he did that with each one of his meals. And then the next week or 2 weeks later, he would add another egg, another piece of toast. He kept doing that. He got up to 420 pounds. And he became a very good powerlifter. Then he got out of the Navy and he couldn't afford to eat that way. So he deliberately reversed his eating habits the same way he got to that weight. He would cut out one thing out of each, one egg less, one piece of bacon less, one piece of bread less, a little less potatoes or whatever. And he'd make a smaller meal, and he'd do that with each one of his three meals. Within about a year and a half, he was down to 185. And then he built himself up to 220 pounds in one Mr. Universe. Very, very small waist, big chest, big arms, 19.5-inch arms. So I'm in the seventh grade, I'm reading this, and I'm going, whoa, this is amazing. And it was amazing. I think it's probably still in the Guinness Book of Records. So the ability for people to transform yourself really fascinated me. For myself, when I was 18, Dave Draper is a big blonde Mr. Universe, did a few little movies and stuff. And I went into Joe Weider's office where he was running the office. And he said, I wanted to lose a little bit of fat. And he said, well, eat meat, cheese, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes, and drink Tab and tea. This is 1968, Tab and tea and water. And I would lose a pound a day. I dropped 21 pounds in 3 weeks. It's probably that Tab because it tastes horrible. But anyway, and I would do that about once a year. I'd regain the weight and I'd drop it again. I'd regain it and I'd drop it again. I did that for a number of years. Then I decided I thought low carb wasn't healthy. And then I went along with everyone eating a lot of carbs, which they cut the fat. They thought fat was unhealthy. And hydrogenated fat is unhealthy. And too much omega-6 is unhealthy. But saturated fat, by the way, is not unhealthy. And neither is all the good fats like olive oil and omega-3 oils and nut oils. All those are wonderful oils for you and really healthy for you, very important for your well-being. Well, I gained weight, couldn't lose it, pushed myself towards diabetes by trying to eat the Prinikin's diet. Then later on, I got back into low carb. That helped, but it got where the low carb diet didn't work for me that well. Then I tried intermittent fasting. And at first, that intermittent fasting where you try to eat within only about a 5-hour period. So for me, I didn't eat today to 12:30, and I'll quit eating by 6:30 or 7. And that helps a lot. That helps sensitize the body to insulin. But I have to do it along with a low-carb diet, and I'm starting to see results in doing that. I've done the keto diet, and I didn't lose any weight doing the keto diet. I've done low-carb, and at this age, I don't lose weight doing low-carb. But if I do low-carb plus the intermittent fasting, then things start really straightening out because everything gets slower and more sluggish, even if you're still working out hard and your thyroid seems to be healthy and all this. It just doesn't work the same. So to really make it work, to bring it together, I try to wait to 1 o'clock, 12:30 or 1, even if I've exercised. I may have a teaspoon or two of coconut oil in the morning with my vitamins because oil helps your vitamins work better. But that's it. And I'll drink a lot of water. And then there's some of these carbonated waters that I add some stevia to that makes me feel like I'm getting something that's satisfying. But then I will try to eat a good solid lunch or a little later in the day. I don't like to eat a big, big meal late in the day. I like to keep that earlier in the day. So that's what my digestive system seems to prefer. Then I wait. Sometimes, bored, you want to snack on something, but you're not really hungry. I still get myself now to avoid doing that after 7, preferably after 6, and maybe I'll get where I can wait to 6. But that's more like our ancestors ate. Our ancestors didn't have a refrigerator full of food. They didn't go, what I want to eat now, and open up a drawer or open up the refrigerator and snack on this and that. They had to go out and get the food that morning, that afternoon, and they may not have even get a chance to eat that day because they haven't been able to get any food. This gets back in rhythm with the way our natural rhythms are. that usually man would get food, eat a pretty good-sized meal, and not eat again. This is how animals eat. A lion eats a big meal and may not eat for 3 or 4 days. So I'm doing that combination. I think it's the best thing, especially as you've gotten older, to do the intermittent fasting. I think it's very healthy for you. And with a little low-carb, healthy low-carb, some vegetables that are not starchy, along with some meats, it's excellent, or eggs. I want to thank you all for listening, and I'll be talking to you again next week.